Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning. Good morning, Jonathan.
It's nice to see you. Well, we are talking about two French wines, and the first is a Sancerre. This is the 2010 Gérard Boulay Sancerre, and what I loved about the label was the fact that the winery dates back from 1380.
Yeah, that's not 1830.
No.
That's 1380.
Unbelievable. Well, this is a $28 bottle of wine. If it's Sancerre, it's 100% Sauvignon Blanc, and this was really an elegant, regal Sauvignon Blanc. It wasn't your New Zealand over-the-top, grapefruity, in-your-face, bracing white. This was a white of nice complexity, almost a certain ripeness in the Sauvignon Blanc, which I really enjoyed. Lots of melons. Not too Sauvignon Blanc. It was elegant and just absolutely amazing.
The word I have here is fleshy.
Mm.
It's not as lean and racy as we usually expect from Sauvignon Blanc or even some wines in Sancerre. It had more heft, a little bit more stone fruit. I said lemon citrus and not grapefruit, as you pointed out. It's a slightly different style for Sauvignon Blanc and for Sancerre, but really a nice benchmark
as well. I enjoyed it very much. Our second wine was the 2009 Domaine Léon Busch Riesling. This was a $23 bottle of wine from the Lass Vineyard. This was a very unusual Riesling. I'm not exactly sure why. It had huge green apples in it. It just, when I tasted it, it had a very different flavor than what I thought I was going to get.
And this Riesling is more typical of an Alsatian style. But even then, it's much, much drier. You're getting rose petal. You're getting spiciness. It had a really nice finish. It's not austere and it's controlled, but it's not big and fleshy. You're not getting the apricot. Even the spices reminded me a little more of a Gewürztraminer, though it doesn't have that blousy style either. I liked it. But I know this wasn't quite your cup of Riesling.
I wanted a Riesling, I must confess, which I really do enjoy. However, this was a very good bottle of wine. There's nothing wrong with it, and it's just either going to be to your taste or not. But I have to say, anything Domaine Léon Busch is really worth trying. Would you agree?
Sure.
Yeah, I think so too. Forward on Wine Review. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.